Line. This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. How is my people? How are you? You know I love you. I love you. Isn't it wonderful to be here? Oh, Lord, we thank you. Shall we pray? Father God, we love you. We thank you for your magnificent divine love. We thank you for giving us your love. We thank you for lifting our burdens and lighting our load. We thank you for every good and perfect gift. Keep us, we pray, humbly submitted at your feet, ever looking up at your bleeding side. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, I got a treat for you. I got a treat for you. I have a treat for you. Alvin Brown, Mayor. How are you doing, Mayor?
I'm doing great, Ken.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's wonderful to be with you.
Can you
today.
Feel it?
I can feel it.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's God is good.
Oh, we thank you. Brother Mayor, we have Mayor Alvin Brown, and I'm just going to open the floor for him because, you know, as you know, he's running for Congress, taking a seat that is vacant. And I just wanted to bless you. It'll be nice because, you know, we miss the mayor. He said and done everything he said he would do. No misappropriations, no mismanagement, no fraud, no deceit. Isn't God good? He's faithful to his word. Mayor, what do you want to bring to the Congress?
Well, first, let me thank you for allowing me to be here today on 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience with you today. And I thank God for blessing me to be here. And I'm excited. You know, I'm running for Congress for the 5th Congressional District. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to be able to really empower the next generation, use my unique experience and bring it to the district. You know, I served not only as mayor, but, you know, I spent 8 years working in the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
I served in the White House and White House personnel doing the appointments. Had a chance to work for the late Secretary Ron Brown of the Department of Commerce, focusing mm-hmm. on defense conversion. Worked at the Housing and Urban Development Department for then Secretary Andrew Cuomo, who's now the governor of New York. And then had a chance to run the $4 billion economic development plan, creating mm-hmm. jobs, supporting small business and entrepreneurs,
right.
both urban, rural, in this country. And then became Vice President Gore's senior advisor for urban policy, really making sure that we improve the quality of life for everyone and putting people back to work. And then had a chance to run a foundation, the Gary Foundation,
mm-hmm.
Closing the education gap, ensuring that young people get a chance to go to college, first generation, which I thought was very important. And then Katrina hit, so I headed up the Bush Clinton Katrina Fund,
mm-hmm.
The NFA Fund. Help rebuilding the houses of worship. A lot of people don't understand back then, a lot of people lost their homes, but the pastors lost their churches and their homes.
That's everything correct.
And mm-hmm. so we took the $20 million and rebuild. And then I ran for mayor, and I thank God for me to be the mayor of this great city of Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of good things. One of the things I'm very proud of, again, on education, you know, I was raised by two strong women, my mother and mother, who raised 5 kids, worked 2 jobs. She didn't go to college, but she has a PhD in common sense. She instilled, you know, a sense of faith and hard work in me. And, you know, I got my start at Winn-Dixie, stocking groceries mm-hmm. at night, going to school in the daytime, working 40, 50 hours a week.
Well, let me ask you something, Mayor. Because of the the heartbreaking stories and children 2 years old being ripped from their parents, being that you were bringing it up, how you were being raised, how does that affect you? What should be done with this DACA, children being torn from their parents, seeking asylum? My strategy is they should ship a bunch of judges down, mm-hmm. let them have court, mm-hmm. hear their case. If it's credible, then accept them. Because the people are not coming through jumping fences. They're coming in at the border like we told them to.
Right. Well, I think no kid should be taken away from its mother or parent. I have two boys.
Okay,
I can't imagine someone coming in taking our boys. So we really need to solve and fix the immigration problem.
What
I support DACA.
You support
line.
It, period?
Yes, period.
Okay.
I think we need to do that. I think we need to create a path for citizenship, bottom line.
Period.
Period.
Okay.
I think that's the bottom line. I think, you know, it's all about being fair. It's about treating people with respect. You know, they're human beings too, and we've always been the leader of the free world.
Okay. So, will you stand up for freedom of speech and social injustice?
Absolutely.
And social equality?
Absolutely. I believe in social justice, economic justice, racial justice. I mean, it's all about justice and not just us. It's about really improving the quality of life for everyone. That's the key. I think at the end of the day, everyone wants to make sure they reach their God-given potential.
Mm-hmm.
And as a member of Congress, I'm going to fight for the hopeless, the homeless, those who are in poverty and despair. That's my track record, and that's what I believe in. I mean, it takes all of us working together to improve the quality of life. I mean, government can't do it alone. The private sector can't do it alone. The faith-based community can't do it alone. It takes all of us working together and leveraging our assets and resources to improve our communities around the country.
Right, right. I see that we have a call, but let me ask you, where's your heart in this? Why do you want to run for Congress, being that you've worked and you've shown so much integrity in living a life, working, teaching in D.C. and whatnot?
Sure. You know, I see myself as a servant leader. I think it's a spiritual thing. You know, God wants his people in high places, and I'm very humbled and honored to be able to have the opportunity to run and lay out a clear vision. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm laying out a clear vision on what I would do. I want to take the things and experience that God has blessed me with and use it for the betterment to improve the quality of life in the 5th Congressional District.
Okay. Okay. Now, how about the voting yes for the second chance with the initiative, three ways to vote on Amendment 4 for the
so Amendment 4
passed.
No question about it. I support Amendment 4. I think we should make sure it's going to be on a ballot in November, although my election, the primary, is August the 28th. I want people to know that.
Mm-hmm.
But Amendment 4 speaks to restoring the rights of ex-felons.
And your primary's when now?
My primary is August the 28th.
Okay.
2018. So I don't want to look past 2018.
Yeah,
but I am definitely pushing Amendment 4. I went to state capitol rallying to push Amendment 4. Was up there with Al Sharpton, really pushing the issue, because mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, when someone has served their time
mm-hmm.
and paid their debt to society, mm-hmm. they should be able to get out, get a job, get their driver's license, restore their voting rights, and really live a productive life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair.
And that's bipartisanship too.
Absolutely.
Most agree with you on the other side of the aisle, which, you know, we're independent, but, you know.
Absolutely. I think it's the right thing to do. It's the fair thing to do.
Consensus is there for it, but why do you think it hasn't happened?
Well, I think we didn't really make a good case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have 1.5 million people in the state of Florida, and, you know, we as a society, we all deserve a second chance in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I think now that it's going to be on the ballot in November, we're all working hard to make sure it passes.
Okay.
And I support it. You know, it's all about, you mentioned about social justice.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about social justice. I believe that I'm going to fight and push and make sure I protect the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
Health care should be a right and not a privilege. You know, mm-hmm. when I was mayor, I worked with the Obama administration to enroll people in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. to sign them up for the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
We opened the community centers. We opened the Prime Osborne Convention Center mm-hmm. to enroll people into the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah,
I think that's very, very important.
I see that the numbers have gone down on Gallup with it, but it's still over 55-60%. So the consensus is there. What would you do to ensure that they won't continue to chip away at it?
Well, I think we as a society have to speak up and speak out. And so I support it. I will work hard as a member of Congress to make sure we keep the Affordable Care Act. It's the same thing I feel about veterans. You know, when I was the mayor of Jacksonville, I launched Job for Veterans, 2 jobs fair every year for veterans. I believe once you serve your country, when you get out, you should be get a job and take care of your family. And I don't believe that no veterans be homeless in America.
My.
And as mayor of Jacksonville, I was very fortunate and blessed working with Shad Khan. He gave us $1 million to set up a veteran reintegration center at City Hall that still exists today.
Okay,
we have a Week of Valor helping veterans access their benefits. So making sure we take care of military and our veterans, you know, once they come out,
very
be
important.
Able to get a job. I think that's very important. Same thing very with important. Seniors and Social Security. I'll fight to make sure that they don't cut Social Security. They don't cut Medicaid and Medicare. You got a $145 billion pension issue that they want to get take out of the system. I'm going to fight and make sure we keep those. You know, we want to make sure we, as a society, have a living wage.
Okay.
I support a living wage, $15 an hour.
Okay.
You know, I think
which
that's
is still
important.
Not enough, but which that's is still a good not starting enough. Point.
That's a starting point.
Better than $7.25, which is the national now.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we invest. Same thing with teachers. You know, we talk about education.
How do you feel about education?
I'm a big proponent of education, and I support public schools. My 2 boys are in public schools. I've been engaged in public schools. When I was mayor, I launched the Mayor's Mentors Program, mentoring young people in a public school system, launching the Learning Earn Program, exposing young people to the possibility of going to college by living on a college campus in the summertime, having a summer job, learning and earning, teaching them accountability, responsibility. I think those things are important. A summer job.
Yeah.
You know, you want young people to get a summer job.
Yeah.
So when they get out of high school, they have that experience. Those who are going to college can go to college. But those who aren't, they get that technical experience, vocational education, going to Florida State College for a couple of years. And speaking about education, we have over $1 trillion in student debt. And as a member of Congress, I'm going to push that community college become free.
Remove the debt burden over the students.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we should use it as a way of just like we use the GI Bill, right? For those who want to be educators and teachers, if you teach in a school system for 7 years, we wipe away your debt free. If you want to be a first responder, a police officer, or a firefighter, and you go to college, because, you know, now here in Jacksonville, you got to have a 4-year degree, we'll wipe away your college debt. I think we got to make college affordable. I think community colleges should be free all around this country, where if you want to go to Florida State College of Jacksonville, Tallahassee Community College, you go free, just like public education is free. And so I think that's the wave of the future. We really have to do that. And we need to bring vocational education back in the school system, giving young people skills. We need more electricians and plumbers and pipe fitters.
Trades.
Trades are very, very
important. The jobs are there. 2 million of them.
We got to close
Standing vacant.
We got to close that gap. And so I think when you really look at it, taking a holistic approach to economic empowerment, education is the great equalizer. And I know all about education because I remember, Ken, that even though I was working at Winn-Dixie, stocking groceries and being a meat cutter and going to JU, I couldn't pay my tuition and they wanted me to drop out. So I put together a business plan. And I presented to the president. Her name is Fran Kenny. She'll be 101 years old.
Wow.
This year.
Bless you.
I said, I want to be somebody, be the first of my family to graduate from college. And she said, Alvin, I didn't know you were working at Winn-Dixie, so I'm going to let you, I'm going to go, you go downstairs, and I'm going to call the controller. You don't owe us a dime. So she invested in me because she saw the potential. And then my pastor co-signed a loan so I wouldn't drop out of college. So the church is more than about bricks and mortars. It's about people.
Yeah.
It's about empowering them with the tools and resources.
Yes.
It's about really praying for them, but also helping them, mind, body, spirit, and soul. So I'm very thankful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed me tremendously over the years. And the same investment this city made in me, I want to give it back to the 5th Congressional District.
Okay, let me ask you this, Mr. Mayor, on education. As you know, in this city, many of the students are receiving certificates of completions and not diplomas. I know this is going to be in your district. What's your view on what's going on, the tutorship? Because I heard you were saying how you mentor and the programs.
But one of the things that...
How do we address that?
Sure, I think the way...
In Duval County.
When I was the mayor, we partnered with the school system.
Mm-hmm.
I appointed a commissioner of education for $1. His name was Donnie Horner, who was the first one, MIT, Stanford, West Point grad, JU paid for that position. We partnered with America's Promise, Colin Powell organization, mm-hmm. to focus on graduation mm-hmm. rate. And so part of it is helping the school system have the resources to educate our young people, get them early, from preschool to elementary, working with the school system, providing resources to close the education gap. I think that's what you got to do. And the graduation rate has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
But, we should have 100% graduation rate students. It's so important. We can do it. I think we're on the right track. We got to continue to invest, and I think we got to pay teachers more. I mean, we say we love mm-hmm. our teachers.
That's right.
But we got to pay them more to keep our teachers in the school system.
They give a lot.
We value all the others. We value, the business, the engineers, the tech, the scientists, computer scientists, and all that stuff. And accountants, but we got to value teachers, and mm-hmm. Not just with words, but we need to really make sure that teachers are paid well.
I totally agree with you. The Escato program with Dr. Smith has turned out 16 or so that graduated this year and have bumped their reading level up 5 grades.
Mm-hmm.
And reading is the key to essential, and then math to science, which equates to science. We need the engineers, and we need technological people, because robotics is coming to a new way of life. Many are blaming others for taking jobs, but a lot of jobs are not coming back because they're outsourced to mechanized labor.
Automation.
Automation.
So it's technology, and one of the things I think is so important for not only just our city and our state, but our country, is to really be 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Think way out in the future, and I think that's what's happening in education.
What would you do to push that the people are ready for the 21st century?
Well, innovation is key. Inspiring the next generation. I'll give you an example. The Boys and Girls Club this summer have robotics, and there's a young guy by the name of Jordan Brown, who is a junior at Paxton this year. He's going to be teaching robotics.
Wow.
And he learned that in middle school.
Okay.
With NASA. So I think exposing our young people mm-hmm. to the possibility of getting into the STEM area is important. I know that Duval County Public Schools
is research,
pushing that.
The STEM.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The science, the technology, the math, all those things are important, but you got to get to them early. We need more women, more minorities in the field, in that area. And I think we're on our way. We have a lot of corporations that these young people get internships with in this community and throughout the state. So I think it's about investing in our young people. We have a lot of stakeholders who care about the next generation of entrepreneurs, doctors. When you think about Darnell's High School,
mm-hmm.
When you think about Florida A&M Pharmacy mm-hmm. School,
Pharmacy.
You think about all of these academic institutions
mm-hmm.
Are positioned, and we got to have more young people in the pipeline.
Okay. Now, we've been having a lot of gun violent issues.
Mm-hmm.
As here, the people here, I called for a fast, and the sheriff's office sent me because people were making notices that it was going down. We've had a patch here, 5, and then 5 retaliation, seems like. But overall, murders down 20% and trending down. Gun violence down here in Jacksonville, 11.4%. And from year to date, it's trending down. And it was brought to my attention for I call for the 3-day no food, no water fast. So now there's some other pastors I've heard, got some calls from others that's saying, hey, we want to do 30 days. And with the gun violence, what is, to you, comprehensive gun reform?
So I think reform means, first and foremost, I support the Second Amendment.
Okay. I want you. That's very clear.
That's very
point
clear.
Blank.
I support the Second Amendment. However, I believe in common sense gun reform. Mm-hmm. We should have no assault weapons
on
our streets.
Okay.
Period. You know, I just think we have to be smart about it. We've seen what happened in Parkland and now in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We should make sure we have background checks for everyone. No one who has a mental illness should have access to any guns at all. And I think we should be working with law enforcement and all the other stakeholders to make sure we get it right. I just think common sense gun reform is overdue. And I don't think you should arm teachers with a weapon. Teachers are broader
than guns
are
going off with trained professionals, 6-7 kids getting shot.
Correct.
Since they
yes.
institute that.
Yes.
And
I don't think you should have teachers with guns.
Yeah.
Teachers are supposed to teach. And, you know, I want to say another thing about teachers. When you know, they don't need to be carrying guns, but they do more than teach. You know, when a mm-hmm. child shows up at school, that teacher is a counselor, a mentor,
everything
to a student.
Wow.
And they really need help. So they don't need another thing to worry about. But I think we have to have common sense gun reform.
And I listen to the children and the students, and that's exactly what they say. They say, we're teenagers. We shouldn't be getting shot.
Right.
We shouldn't have to deal with the stressors because you don't know what we're going through at home and bullying in school and all these other facets and things that are happening to us that we have to deal with.
That's right.
We don't need to be worried about getting shot going to school.
That's right. You know, school is supposed to be a safe place.
A safe
but
place.
But we live in the reality is. It has happened over
yes.
and over
yes.
again.
Yes.
And we don't want it to become a norm in this country.
Yes.
So I think that having common sense gun reform is so important. I support that. I support the ban on you know,
semi-automatic
weapons.
Mm-hmm.
No weapon of mass destruction on the street of our
right.
city. Period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you know, I promote minority business. I've got Black Business Thursday, but that's Black Business Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not Sunday now, because I want to increase it by 30%, 20%, I said, in Jacksonville, even by 10%. And so
awesome.
We've come up with a strategy that if we just spend $1 in our community every day, it will increase by 40%. So what is your strategy or your plans for job creation for your district, for our district?
So I think there are two things. One is... One of the things we have to do is do infrastructure. We have to make the investments in roads and bridges, rebuilding our schools, put America back to work. That's one strategy. The other strategy is making sure that small business and entrepreneurs have access to capital and credit. When you talk about rural America, rebuilding the infrastructure, giving them strong infrastructure, that's sewer, water,
mm-hmm.
utilities, rural business development and USDA, spend some time there. But really attracting the growth industries. I was in a county today in Jefferson County, and a couple of ideas came up from different people, bringing a manufacturing plant to build motorcycles and bicycles. And why can't we build it here in Florida, right in the district?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all about making sure you manufacture and build here at home. And so I think technology and innovation and creating innovation centers in rural areas and urban areas. But I think leveraging our assets, if you
mm-hmm.
think about Jacksonville for a minute, I mean, the growth industry here are aviation, transportation, logistics, life science, and financial services continue to grow and market in that area. When I was the mayor, we brought over 36,000 jobs to Jacksonville. So,
well, hey, while on the transportation part,
that's right.
What's your view on rail?
Oh, I think I think it's long overdue.
Why are we so behind? What would you do?
What's your view? I pushed transportation when I was the mayor. You know, I pushed
high-speed rail.
I support high-speed rail.
You do?
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think transportation is so important. We have Nat Ford, the head of JTA. He's doing a phenomenal job, visionary leader who came into the city several years ago. He's taken JTA to the next level on transportation. I had a chance to work with Ray LaHood, the former Secretary of Transportation
mm-hmm.
and Obama's
administration.
Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity to work together, did the Tagger Grant, really supporting the port. So I believe in transportation. It's mm-hmm. one of the, I would say, key components to creating a good quality of life, people being able to get to work on time, getting their school. You know, it is the great equalizer in the 21st century if people can get from point A to point B.
Have you had any success garnering endorsements Mr. Mayor?
Well, I was very fortunate and blessed this week to get an endorsement of the AFL-CIO, which is labor, overwhelmingly supported my candidacy for Congress. I'm very excited about that. It's a big deal because they're the, you know, these are working families, you know, the pipe fitters, the
plumbers. That represent workers.
Workers, absolutely. I'm very excited about this.
Let me ask you this since we're on that point. Hmm? How are you with unions?
Oh, great with unions.
Would you promote?
Absolutely, I promote union. You know, when I was mayor, they were able to get a lot of work. When I was mayor, they were at the table. I think it's great. They should be making a living wage. We got to support our brothers and sisters in labor. You know, they're ordinary people. They they have to put food on the table, take care of their family, pay the bills, and they add value to this country.
Let me ask you this. On the latest tax, not reform, but tax bill that was passed, would you have voted for that?
I wouldn't have voted for the tax bill.
Why?
I think, first of all, when you think about taxes, the question becomes, how do you reinvest? How would it impact our country, particularly if I'm looking at the 5th Congressional District, the investments you make? It's okay to get corporate tax cuts, but I think we need, America needs, people, the working people need a serious tax cut. You know,
Was this bill for the people?
Well, some say they were, some say it wasn't. I think the omnibus bill that passed was the bill. When you look at the investment and housing and urban development budget, block grant funds, et cetera, that worked.
Okay.
My concern now is that's the pass. My concern is making sure they don't. We got to support and protect the Affordable Care Act. We got to make sure that seniors' retirements are protected.
Protected.
We got to make sure we don't cut Social Security. I think that we have to make sure we focus on education, closing education gap. That's very, very important. And, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to continue to make sure that we're moving forward in the 5th Congressional District.
Okay. We had Mayor Alvin Brown. Alvin Brown running for the 5th District Congress of the United States of America. We had Juneteenth today. Our history, our culture. I want to share with you, we have a prayer walk, Moncrief Springs Homeowners Association prayer walk, Thursday, June 21st, 5 p.m. We meet at Moncrief Center, Castellano, and Helena. You're invited. Come, be a part. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal the land, and they will hear from heaven. We had a wonderful time at Lonnie Miller today. I want to thank the people of Jacksonville, the citizens, for coming out, being a part. It was very, very wonderful. The people that came from Mississippi, the people that came from Georgia and performed. It was very beautiful. The kids, the awards. We love you. I love you. This is Ken Jones. And I want to tell you that God loves you. And we love him because he first loved us. Would you hug someone today? Would you be your brother's keeper? Would you not be in it for yourself, but to be in it to serve others? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember, principles for daily living. This is Ken Jones. Truth is holy. All God, all day, all the time. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless.